So let's go on now and talk about your 65-year-old man. I know it's kind of a complex case, and I really wanted to focus more on the later, more recent stages when he got some of the newer agents. So maybe you can kind of just briefly talk about sort of how he started out, and then maybe we can focus more, you know, the later stage of the disease.
Yeah. So he actually started out a fairly young guy at 65 years old and had some kidney failure associated with hypercalcemia related to lytic lesions. And so the lesions were treated with radiation for pain control. And then he was once again started on the standard at the time, which was the lenalidomide, dexamethasone, bortezomib regimen. Unfortunately, he's one of these gentlemen who had a very severe reaction to the lenalidomide. And so we had to discontinue that. And we went forward then with just a doublet. He did not have much response to that. So we moved forward then with just carfilzomib. Dexamethasone. Did not get the greatest response out of that, but we did send him to transplant, and transplant was willing to take him. And unfortunately, very much like the first two parts of the treatment, he didn't get the greatest response out of transplant either. So when he came out of transplant, then we really didn't do much because we didn't really have any maintenance regimen for him, because obviously we're not going to re-challenge him with the lenalidomide because of that severe skin rash. His count started to rise, and we went back with what worked a little bit, which was the carfilzomib dexamethasone regimen then as well. So that continued for a little over a year until he started to progress then on that as well. I think the decision at that point was, do we challenge him with the pomalidomide? Because that, of course, is very similar to lenalidomide and would it cause the rash that we saw with the lenalidomide. And so that was where we started low and moved upward. And he had a very mild rash, but responded nicely to that.
Can you explain what pomalidomide is and sort of what your clinical experience is with it?
Yeah, so pomalidomide is another thalidomide analog. Again, I think developed exactly at the same time as the lenalidomide. Pomalidomide then is, again, still a second generation immunomodulatory agent. It does work in cases where the thalidomide or lenalidomide have failed.
Any tolerability problems or unique tolerability issues with pomalidomide?
Yeah, it might be a slightly more myelosuppressive than the other ones, and I've seen a little bit more fatigue with that than I have with the lenalidomide. But overall, patients seem to tolerate that fairly well. Again, finding the right dose for anybody is probably key there.